KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The U.S. Senate has voted to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill that could be seismic for California, though it still faces an uphill battle in the House. The Senate version offers a path to citizenship for many of the state's 2.5 million undocumented immigrants. It also offers a faster path to residency for farm workers. It's no secret they do some of the hardest jobs in California, but one secret about life in the fields is the problem of sexual harassment and assault, a problem made more acute when workers don't have legal status. Today we bring you the first of a series of reports from the California Report's Sasha Coca, in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting.
Even though it's a warm day outside here in Salinas, farm worker Maricruz Ladino looks like she's going ice fishing.
Unas mallas abajo, un termo que le llama.
I put on my tights, my thermal underwear, two pairs of socks,
a hairnet, wool cap, big boots and snow pants, and the 40-year-old immigrant with long dark hair and glamorously arched eyebrows is transformed.
My fiancé Felix says I look like a tamale. So many layers.
She's getting ready to work a 10-hour shift in a freezing lettuce cooler.
And even though I'm bundled up like this, some men at work tell me, what a beautiful body you have. For me, someone who lived through what I have lived through, it bothers me.
Ladino's still visibly shaken by what happened back in 2006, when she says she was constantly sexually harassed by a supervisor.
First, he said he wanted me to give him a massage, that he wanted to be with me. Other vulgar suggestions.
She tried to rebuff him until one day on the way back from the fields, he took her to pick up some boxes. And she says he raped her.
I couldn't say anything. I couldn't even scream because it was very traumatic. You don't know how to react.
She didn't file a police report, and like many other undocumented women, Ladino was afraid to complain about her supervisor to management.
I saw my choices. I lose my job. I can't feed my family. Because he said to me, okay, the day you leave this job, I'm going to make sure all other doors are closed for you.
But she says after 7 months, she finally worked up the courage to report the supervisor.
Me hizo pensar, tienes hijas.
I thought, I have daughters, I have sisters, and I have to stop this from happening to them too.
Soon after she complained, she was fired. Ladino eventually filed a civil suit against the grower. The accused supervisor denied the allegations, but the company agreed to a confidential settlement in 2010. Ladino agreed not to tell anyone the company's name and how much money they paid her in damages. But not many farm worker women ever report being assaulted.
I mean, this is something that's difficult for any woman to report, whatever ethnicity she is, whatever immigration status she has.
That's Human Rights Watch researcher Grace Meng. She authored a 2012 report finding farm worker women face a real and significant risk of sexual violence and harassment.
Farm worker women face unique vulnerabilities. They often don't speak English. They don't have legal status. They're afraid of the police. They have no idea where to go.
That makes it hard to measure the scope of the problem. One UC Santa Cruz study of 150 women farm workers in the Central Valley found nearly 4 out of 10 had experienced sexual harassment or rape.
Conditions that allow sexual assault to occur all revolve around who has power.
Bill Tamayo is regional attorney for the San Francisco Office of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That's the federal agency charged with protecting workers from gender-based discrimination. He says a farm supervisor is able to demand sexual favors and retaliate against workers if they refuse or complain.
He determines who gets hired, who gets promoted, who gets fired. And if you're a sexual predator, that's the ideal position to be in because you have a lot of power to wield.
Over the last 15 years, the EEOC has handled more than 186 charges of sexual harassment or assault in ag-related industries in California, far more than any other state. The companies involved are rarely made public unless a lawsuit is filed. Bill Tamayo estimates his agency has won tens of millions of dollars nationally in back wages and damages for farm worker victims. Tamayo acknowledges the EEOC is understaffed without enough bilingual attorneys or investigators to tackle sexual harassment.
The problem runs deep and wide, and we're just really just scratching the surface right now.
And the agency doesn't have the power to bring a criminal case. That's the job of local prosecutors. In fact, none of the perpetrators accused in federal EEOC lawsuits have been tried in criminal court. That's according to a year-long national analysis by the Center for Investigative Reporting and the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley. Back in Salinas, Maricruz Ladino rocks her sleepy 3-year-old grandson. She wakes up early to take care of him after working long shifts at night.
I love you, puppy.
She says she's found peace with her life, even though the supervisor she accused of raping her walks free. She's realized he doesn't have all the power. She does, in telling her story.
El poder es de la persona que tiene la razón.
The power belongs to the person who is right. The power is the truth. And sooner or later, the truth will come to the surface.
El poder es de la verdad. Y la verdad tarde que temprano sale a relucir.
For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Salinas.
Tune in Monday to hear about new strategies for combating sexual violence in the fields. Our series was reported in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting and the UC Berkeley Investigative Reporting Program. It's part of a larger project with Frontline and Univision. Look for the links on our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, June 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Rob Spate. The directors are Paul Lancour and Vinnie Tong. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editing staff includes Tara Seiler, Dan Brackey, Julia McAvoy, and Kat Snow. Our producers are Nina Thorson and Susie Racho. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com.